Great Australian Racing Stories. Written by Jim Haynes and read by Jim Haynes, Hugh Wade and Anna Steen.
Farlap. Anonymous. How you thrilled the racing public with your matchless strength and grace, with your peerless staying power and your dazzling burst of pace. You toyed with your opponents with a confidence so rare, flashing past the winning post with lengths and lengths to spare. No distance ever proved too great, no horse or handicap could stop you winning races like a champion. Farlap. With a minimum of effort, you would simply bowl along, with a stride so devastating and an action smooth and strong. And you vied with the immortals when, on Flemington's green track, you won the Melbourne Cup with 9 stone 12 upon your back. How the hearts of thousands quickened as you cantered back, old chap, with your grand head proudly nodding to the crowd that yelled, "Farlap!" Who that saw it could forget it, how you won the Craven Plate, when a mighty son of Rosedale, whom we'd justly labelled great, clapped the pace on from the start in a middle-distance race just to test you to the limit of endurance, grit and pace. He was galloping so strongly that the stands began to clap, for it seemed as though your lustre would be dimmed at last, Farlap. But you trailed him like a bloodhound till your nostrils touched his rump. Then your jockey asked the question, and with one tremendous jump, something like a chestnut meteor hurtled past a blur of black, and before the crowd stopped gasping, you were halfway down the track. And the further that you travelled, ever wider grew the gap, and you broke another record, one you'd set yourself, Farlap. The hopes of all Australians travelled with you overseas, wishing to inspire you to further victories. And at Agua Caliente you proved you were the best. Then your great heart stopped beating, so they brought it home to rest. And Australians won't forget you while the roots of life hold sap. For the greatest racehorse that was ever foaled was you. Farlap.